Chair, we look forward to working with you this year and hopefully next year as well. Today in Subsidiary Body 5 is the right time to follow up on an initiative the United States put forward almost a year ago at the UN First Committee, namely the prospect for a convention that would ban state use of radiological weapons. We appreciated the overwhelming support our resolution on this topic generated in October and when voted through at the UN General Assembly in December. As we said at the time, and as I have emphasized repeatedly since, the United States is ready to be creative and show flexibility to take forward initiatives that might help us break up the logjam in work on the CD's agenda. We think a radiological weapons convention is one such initiative which, if narrowly scoped, could achieve consensus and generate some momentum. As I laid out in my remarks at the start of the 2024 CD session, the United States proposes that we use this subsidiary body to begin negotiations toward a legally binding prohibition on state use of radiological weapons. We believe such an effort could provide a much-needed jumpstart to the CD, build on the concept of continuity we enshrined in this year's decision on work, and lay the groundwork for subsequent, more ambitious undertakings. The international community has historically recognized the value of pursuing a prohibition on radiological weapons, including in the final document of SSOD-1 and in substantive work undertaken here in the CD. But that work remains unfinished. The various ad hoc committee meetings held over the years generated a compendium of papers, including several outlining potential elements of how a radiological weapons convention could be framed, including a proposal put forward jointly by the United States and Russia. While these efforts ultimately did not advance to the stage of negotiations, they provide us with a useful reference for future discussion. Much has also changed since the subject of radiological weapons was first added to the CD's agenda. Since 1979, the international community has put into place binding and non-binding instruments that address potential radiological threats from non-state actors, including the International Convention on the Suppression of Acts of Nuclear Terrorism and IAEA's Code of Conduct on the Safety and Security of Radioactive Sources. We do not want to supplant or duplicate any of these existing programs or instruments, but we do believe we can usefully add to them by addressing the potential threat from state use of WMD. That is also why, when we first proposed a resolution at the first committee last fall, we kept our approach simple, focusing on a concrete and immediately achievable goal that we believed could garner consensus. It is an approach that avoids some of the difficult discussions associated with addressing the development, production, and stockpiling of radiological weapons, and is designed not to place an undue burden on legitimate uses of radiological sources and materials. It also leaves the door open in the future for additional efforts. Should the subsidiary bodies be reconstituted in January, as anticipated by this year's decision on work, the United States will come ready to consult, engage with experts, and advance our substantive work. We understand there are a number of different perspectives on scope and definitions. Chair, since Subsidiary Body 5 is broader than radiological weapons, I would like also to update colleagues on several U.S. efforts in the realm of artificial intelligence and transparency. The United States is continuing to promote shared norms, understandings, and foundational measures and practices through the Political Declaration on Responsible Military Use of AI and Autonomy. The implementation phase of this initiative began at the inaugural plenary meeting in March earlier this year. The currently 55 endorsing states are working together to build their collective policy and technical capacities to harness the benefits of AI while reducing the potential risks of any military application. We continue to welcome additional endorsing states. We also look forward to participating in the upcoming Summit on Responsible AI in the Military Domain in Seoul, as well as the upcoming session of the Group of Governmental Experts on Lethal Autonomous Weapon Systems in Geneva. Finally, Chair, on transparency and armaments, let me just note that in July 2024, the United States hosted the executive secretary of the CTBTO, PrepCom, a group of Vienna-based ambassadors, on a tour of Sandia National Laboratories and the Nevada National Security Site to demonstrate the strong ongoing U.S. support for the CTBT and our transparency regarding our nuclear security enterprise. We also recently released newly declassified information on the U.S. nuclear weapons stockpile, including the number of warheads in the U.S. stockpile, as well as the number of warheads already dismantled by the United States. We call on Russia and the PRC to commit to similar transparency regarding their respective nuclear programs. Thank you, Coordinator and Chair.